Stuck for an intro again this week. Really getting bored of saying hello. Ethan!
Greetings!
Ethan, you're all America today. You introduce it.
Fuck, I'm not good on the spot.
I don't care.
It's America Day. Do your duty,
Come
sir.
Come on, America this up.
Though, welcome to the Segment Next podcast. Ah, fuck shit.
Great start again.
Hello, welcome to the XP Grind podcast, exclusively hosted on Segment Next. Today, we're celebrating America, goddammit.
And we're taking the mic away from Ethan. Once again,
America!
America! Once again, you're listening to the XP Grind podcast. We've hit episode 4.
America.
I'm surprised we've got this far. Ethan's high on America today because it is the 4th of July whilst we record this. Well, it is where he
America.
Is. It's 5.
Explosions.
Yeah, it's 5th of July America. For us. We're in the bloody. Zero. It's 12:30, you prick.
Wait, are you saying you're from the future?
Yes.
What happens in the future?
Not much.
Rain.
Nothing.
Anyway, we've got guests. Ethan's returned to us this week. Yeah, return there. I can talk. I'm really good at words. You can't tell I'm not a journalist.
America.
Got day off because America Day. We see the return of Fritch.
Hello, everybody.
Fritch, what is a soiree?
A gathering of cakes, damn it. I'll stick by that to the end of my days.
Are they American cakes?
To be fair, I did have a donut today.
That's right, you did.
And another new guest, John Martindale from excessreviews.co.uk.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
How do?
Right, shall we get the show on the road? I tried to clap there in case you didn't hear it. All I did was punch myself in the thumb.
It's better than punching a wall.
Wait, weren't Archie
punching
missing
a
part
wall
of your
again.
Thumb?
Shut up. Right, let's. We're going to start with the news. It's been a weird week for news. Really weird. Square have decided, despite saying they're not remaking Final Fantasy VII, to re-release Final Fantasy VII.
On PC?
Yeah, direct download, with microtransactions.
What?
Yeah. You can pay to get levelers and edit your save and things. So
that's the stat tweaker thing they were talking about on that cached page that appeared like a week ago?
Yeah.
What? Let's be honest here, the only people that are buying this game are diehard fans of the original Final Fantasy VII, who've already spent hours upon hours playing Final Fantasy VII.
You're getting every damn...
You're also going to have the thousands of kids from the internet who are like, Omg, Final Fantasy VII is the best game ever, who've never played it.
Mm. That's true.
I can finally finish it.
I might buy it because I've never actually completed Final Fantasy VII. I had a PS1, I borrowed it off a friend, but then my PS1 suffered a fatal dog urine-based accident.
I think it's the only one I've actually made it all the way through. I never finished 8 because my discs crapped up, and I never finished 10 because...
It was 10.
I think so.
10 was the only one I've been... The only console one I've made it through.
Don't get me started on the number of times I've failed at Final Fantasy VII. I mentioned last week that I'm fairly sure I'm cursed. Right. 2006, I borrowed the PS1 discs off a friend to play on my PS2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was December 27th, 2006. Now, December 31st, 2006, I got hit by a firework and pretty much ripped my left hand apart. By the time I could get the cast off, my brother had stolen the discs. So I couldn't give it back to my friend.
Ooh.
Next time I tried to play it, my PC. May I get the PC copy of it? PC breaks so badly I have to rebuild the whole thing. Year later, think I'll try again.
Are
same
sure it
thing
wasn't
happens.
Hit by a firework.
100%. The graphics card melted, but I'm fairly sure it wasn't firework induced. Yeah. Year later, try it again. Exact same thing. Have to rebuild my PC again.
So you're cursed by Final Fantasy VII.
Pretty much.
I suggest we buy him Final Fantasy VII as a gift one day.
Just see what happens.
I've played Crisis Core. I got through all of that without any serious things happening to me, I think.
So that's how we get Liam off the podcast. We crash his computer by buying him Final Fantasy VII.
Bloody hell. We can finally take over.
It's not the owning it, because I've got a copy behind me. I think it's the actual playing it. So I'm worried. I'm worried about this download version.
I just never had any interest in playing past the first disc.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't bothered to do anything with like the visuals or anything, because loads of the mods for the original PC version make it look like surprisingly better, but this one's still got like all the paintbrush hands and same like original FMVs and everything.
Yeah, but it's not offering any brand new next gen. They're not doing like a Halo Anniversary with it or anything. They're just literally just copy pasta into download.
Yeah, and despite
surely,
that, like the system requirements
the fan voice to do it.
Well, I'm surprised as well, like, the system requirements are like massive compared to the original. Like, you needed 32 mega RAM to run the first one, like the first PC release. And now for this, you need at least a gig.
Damn.
But it doesn't seem to be any different.
Yeah. Probably the whole this whole microtransaction thing.
Yeah, maybe. Or like their new cloud save system, which I hope they at least make it so you can save a bit more often, because the save orb thing was pretty lame.
Yeah. What else is happening in the news this week, guys?
Well, apparently Halo 4 is going to require you to download 8 gigabytes to your Xbox hard drive. So if you own one of those Xbox 360 arcades, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, 343 Studios are pretty much saying, suck it, people without a hard drive.
You now have to go and buy one.
But in the end, I could see this being like especially helpful, so you don't have to sit through so many load screens. Probably might even have better servers to be able to host now. And that Spartan Ops thing they were talking about.
Oh yeah, the co-op
thing. Yeah.
But based 6 months after the events of the single player thing.
Yeah.
Which means it'll probably have story elements in it.
Probably.
But Liam's our resident Halo fanboy, so he should know all about this.
Yeah, Spartan 4's quite confused. The Spartan 3 program went down so, so well. So let's do it again. Ugh. If it fucks up the first time, that doesn't mean do it a second time. They got it right with the Spartan 2 program.
But then they did it wrong.
Yeah, with the whole mass... Well, just kidnapping... Was it that one? I already forgot. Are they kidnapping children, or were they legitimately taking them for the Spartan 3 program? Let's go to Sonics. Just out of reach. Right, so I'm not going to mention anything fluff-wise in case I make other Halo handboys... Handboys? Fanboys
handboys,
incredibly
what?
Mad.
Kind of game are we playing?
A pretty sexual one.
Oh my.
See, even Halo's not exempt from Rule 34 in this podcast. Damn.
I've seen Rule 34 on GameCube controllers, man.
God.
Fuck. Well,
literally.
God.
So, you just sent me this article? Explain
this. We need,
this
like, cues for talking. What were you saying? Sorry?
This article you just sent. Explain this a bit.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing we're recording this late. A lot of news is going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the Nintendo Online coming up for the Wii U... It was announced to be free to play. It may only be free to play for casual gamers. So,
how do they define casual gamers?
I'm assuming things that aren't Call of Duty. What's hardcore these days?
To be fair, you can play any game
that's
casual.
Dark and gritty.
It's not grim, dark, and doesn't contain a million skulls. It's not hardcore.
Yeah.
Read through the article.
Does it clarify whether it's like the way with Xbox Live where you can have the free accounts and the gold accounts, or if it'll be like, by hardcore they mean actual games that are hardcore?
It just says Nintendo starts charging for so-called deep online games.
I'm assuming that means anything that requires servers that need to be up 24/7 and not just download servers.
Hmm.
So stuff with a very heavy multiplayer experience. FPSs.
Yeah.
That's about it, really. Well, FPSs.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this works the way that PlayStation did, or doesn't it still have the online to start out with, but you could pay to get the gold account or whatever? Or you have all your extra features, but you could still have just the basic stuff?
Yeah, with PlayStation Plus, it's sort of rewarding you for paying.
Yeah.
Like, you get free games and things, you get access to some exclusive content.
If it's something like that, I could see it being worthwhile.
We plan to expand various network services for the Wii U, Iwata said in a reply to shareholder question about covering online costs. Hmm. We're not thinking of asking our consumers to pay money to just casually get access to our ordinary online services. So yeah, that sounds like it will have free online, but certain things will require a paid account.
Yeah.
It's pretty typical at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. It's better than Xbox's business model of, you know,
everybody
you don't
has
get
to
online
pay.
Unless you pay.
Yeah. I could see it working.
They're being a bit obfuscating about it, so...
Yeah, Nintendo's made a huge jump when they came from the Wii to the 3DS. How, like, the eShop's a lot more easier to navigate than it was in the Wii. Because they threw out the whole point system. It's all cash-based. They added DLC to some games now, which I'll get to later. And everything just feels a lot more smoother in that. So I can just see the Wii U just advancing that.
And what about when they were saying that they might need to restrict message sending for like 30 minutes after you send it? That seems like a weird touch.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make, if you send a message to somebody before you could get a reply, it would take like an hour to get to you.
This could be for their, like, the whole Weverse public forum thing they had going on.
It
could be for that. Well, for, like, messages from one player to another player, that could still be, like, directly after.
Yeah.
Plus, they have, like, instant chat and stuff like that. Like, why I see that being is, like, a Facebook status update.
Yeah.
That's why I see that comparable, too.
Yeah.
I think the whole 30-minute thing is probably going to be used on... What was it? The Wara Wara thing, the Miiverse, where the Miis come up with little messages and drawings based on the games, and they can actually show up in certain games with hints and things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure the second that was announced, every other journalist I know was saying it was going to be nothing but dicks. It's going to be Spore all over again.
Mm.
So, I imagine that a 30-minute delay to scan for dicks.
It really doesn't need to be much of a filter there, does it? It just needs to be a dick filter, and that'd be fine.
Yeah, they should just go to Ubisoft and ask them for theirs. Or ask them for their guy who sat down and went through every single Spore creation to look for dicks.
That'd be the worst job ever.
Oh, that sounds horrendous.
I spent hours of my life looking at dicks.
Dick hunter.
It's probably
Dick
more fun
the
than
bounty
the
hunter.
It's probably more fun than the actual game was in the end, though.
I like Spore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I liked elements of it, but it was just like playing several mini games one after the other.
Everything up to the space stage was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we got to the space stage, it's like, yep, I'm just going to go over here and take you over.
I do keep jumping on Spore every now and then just to like find Earth and then put pyramids in Egypt. Shall we move away from the dick filter onto other things?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, this podcast has enough dicks as it is.
Hey.
Episode 5 will be coming with a dick filter built in. Total War Rome 2.
Trailer announcement. Go watch it.
The live action trailer is really good. I say really good. It's 2 minutes of people walking with dramatic fadings in and out, and then people getting stabbed and arrested. And one guy who looks like he's having a really good time with a woman on top of him.
Temporarily, at least.
Yeah, until she stabs him in the throat.
Yeah.
That's what the dick filter does. It finds you in your dicks, and stabs you in the throat.
Good.
And that's what it looks like as well. A ginger chick.
Yeah.
I wonder they don't
stealing
have souls.
Our souls again.
I was reading an interview with a creative, and they've got some big plans for this. They don't want it to be a history emulator. They want it to be, here is the time frame, create your own thing within it.
Ooh.
They mentioned, instead of Caesar taking the throne and, you know, forging an empire, he could have turned it down, and what might have happened then? What if it just remained city-states and things? So it'll give you a lot more political and historical options, let you do different things with your empire, hopefully.
To get the feeling from the trailer that they'd be offering a bit of the sort of political angle, but it seemed to me it wasn't just warriors and generals in it, it was quite obviously politicians and the like.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. I recently played through Total War Shogun 2 and decided to go for the closest I could get to a proper political win, which was to buy out absolutely everyone, try and get through the whole game with as few battles as possible. It's manageable, and it's a lot of fun. And it also requires so many assassins. It's like, oh god, the armies are marching on me. Quick, send out the geishas and the ninjas. Boobs and knives, that's the only way to stop armies.
True diplomat.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to see them expand on that a lot more.
Yeah, they kind of seem to hint at that with the that Game of Thrones MMO that got announced.
Oh, yeah, that got announced this week, didn't it? The Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms?
Yeah, and it's going to be like a free-to-play browser-based one. But they seem to hint at that there could be political intrigue with that, which would make sense for Game of Thrones, considering that's the majority of what goes on in books and TV show.
And, you know, lots of sex.
Well, there is that too,
yeah.
Lots of incest time, and...
Yeah, it gets weird after that.
Yeah.
Lots of food and lots of... I need to read the books. I need to watch the show. I need to actually get into the whole Song of Ice and Fire thing.
It is cool. Here. I just finished the fourth book, which was a bit of a drop-off. But, yeah, it's good, as long as you like really deep character studies over plot. Because you learn a lot about what's going on in the universe and everything. But yeah, you can read through several chapters and realize that really not much has happened.
I'm getting that with what's the book I'm reading at the moment? Seeds of Earth.
Oh.
I'm up to 300 pages in. I've seen 20 different characters, all from their points of view, and not a lot has happened. People landed on a planet. 300 pages because people landed on a planet.
Yeah.
It's a very slow and very tedious book, but I'm determined to finish it. So, games.
Yeah.
Microsoft's
doing things.
Yeah, they secured the rights to the Xbox 8 domain name.
Yeah.
Assuming it's mostly for websites. Just so, because they have the Windows 8 and stuff like that coming out.
I don't think it's going to be called the Xbox 8. I assume they're just buying up the domain because it features Xbox and 8 in it.
Probably.
What do you think of the idea that it could be an Xbox Infinity thing?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And as I bitch about every week, too many syllables.
Well, hence the sideways 8.
Nintendo 64.
You don't mention the Nintendo 64.
Super Nintendo?
That was fine.
That's 5.
That was an era when consoles weren't such a major thing. So many people play video games these days. If they've got to spend all their time just saying the names of things, no one's going to play.
Well, if they just call it the Infinity.
Yeah, that'd work. Especially because I could just call it the Xbox I.
And probably in general, you just call it the Xbox and people would assume that you're talking about the most current one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just have to call the original Xbox the original Xbox.
Or just that big black brick.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Awesome. Those huge fat controllers.
Yeah.
I almost forgot those things had black and white buttons on it until the other day.
Shit, yeah.
I've got 4 of the original controllers downstairs.
Yeah.
They big. I like to think that Microsoft's HQ sits on a mountain of just 2 of these controllers.
Well, they've got the biggest game testers in the world with just huge hands. They need massive controllers.
Andre the Giant tested all their games.
Keep going back to this wrestling thing. Is there something you're trying to tell us, Liam?
Shut up. I watched The Great American Bash earlier.
America.
America.
Damn it. Yes, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, if anyone mentions the word America, America. Ethan will. Thank you. he'll do that.
I'll do what?
Say it at home, he doesn't.
I.e., America.
America.
There you go.
Only today.
Only today, because he's all hyped upon stars and stripes and burgers and whatnot.
Is everybody ready to fanboy?
I'm always ready to fanboy.
Everyone loves a good fanboy. What would a fanboy enable?
Have you seen the trailer for Project Cross Zone?
No. You said it 6 times, though. What is it?
It's this. It's the whole collaboration between Sega, Namco, and Capcom we heard about a few months ago.
Did we?
It's a strategy RPG with fighting game elements thrown in, and it looks so good. It's got
interest levels rising.
It's got characters from Xenosaga, Mega Man, Resident Evil, Street Fighter.
Mega Man?
Hello.
Street Fighter?
What?
I'm trying to remember. There's so many. Frank West was in there. Oh, that chick from Space Channel 5. Oops. There's just so many characters in this game.
John with the helpful Googling.
Yeah. That'll it's a 10-minute trailer.
Oh, this was 2 minutes.
Is. Huh?
Yeah, this is a 2-minute trailer.
Oh, yeah, the 10-minute trailer, you can watch it on Segment Next. look for the article.
Probably should have started there.
It's so good. I'll kind of pumped for this game.
Drop this trailer in the article when I put it up for the podcast as well. Just in case anyone hasn't watched it.
And I'm just kind of curious how they're going to connect the story with everything.
If they do it in a better way than Dynasty Warriors Gundam... Yeah, Dynasty Warriors Gundam series did, then I'll be happy. Do you know how they connected up various Gundam universes in that?
Did you...
planet has appeared. Suddenly everyone is in the same universe. That was it.
Did you really want a story, though? It was just people... You were just playing that to beat the shit out of the robots, though.
Yeah. We've got Street Fighter, Darkstalkers, Mega Man Battle Network, various other things.
Yeah, there's...
There's a lot in here.
Yeah, my jaw, like, just dropped when I watched the trailer.
I'll have to check that out.
Everybody seemed a little disappointed that it wasn't a fighting game, though. Which I was happy about, because I'm a little tired of seeing all these fighting game crossovers. Like, we saw Mortal Kombat in DC, the Marvel and Capcom... All this, like, Super Smash Brothers. We have those. I want to see a different crossover.
Anyway, we've been waffling about the news for a good 20 minutes now. Shall we move on to something else?
We forgot the big story, though.
We have a big story?
Yes.
As the host of this podcast,
Battlefront 3.
Oh, I still don't believe it.
I believe it.
I have hope.
Yeah, if you go to the Segment Next website, scroll back to the 4th of July news, you'll find a one-hour trailer for Star Wars Battlefront 3 pre-release footage. Yeah.
An hour?
An hour, yes.
Looks very pre-production stuff. But just the fact that this could possibly happen.
I still think it's fake.
Gotta believe, Liam.
I don't have to believe.
I believe.
I really, really don't.
Believe in the heart of the cards.
Hey, what?
Yeah, I don't think it's real. There's just... I watched a quarter of the trailer earlier because I just didn't have the time, but 15 minutes of it, I was like... There's a lot of stuff here. We've got everything from the Battlefront series, we've got missions, all these new classes, Galactic Civil Wars, everything that made Star Wars Battlefront 2 really good. How have they got this far through the development phase without even mentioning it?
Because they wanted to surprise us so well like this.
It just looks frighteningly interesting.
Think about this. Huh? We discovered the Higgs boson and saw Battlefront 3 in the same day.
America celebrated its independence.
Yes, and that too. With America, it happens every year. People get drunk, set off fireworks, and scare the living crap out of their dogs.
Blow off Liam's hand.
Did that on New Year's, right? Not America Day.
We discovered the possibility of a Higgs boson today. I think science is winning this one.
How is science factoring into this?
I have no idea. A lot of science goes into games.
I just want Battlefront 3.
I'd love Battlefront 3. I'm skeptical, though.
Luke
Sartre,
if you're listening to this right now, and if that trailer's not real, just make Battlefront 3. That's all Ethan wants.
Yeah. If it is real, well, good on the developers for keeping it under the covers for so long.
Sounds a bit dirty. I don't know why.
If it is real, though, I'll be making several vulgar thrusts in your direction.
Go for it. I'll make several vulgar thrusts back. We'll film it and put it on
YouTube. Will we be having, like, air sex through the...
Through Skype.
If you're going to do that, you got to cam up.
Totally. Yeah,
Pixar
I'm always up for, like, putting my waggling junk on the internet.
So, people of the internet, if you want to respond to this podcast, if you want to see Liam's wang, please...
I'm not showing my wang off, I'll just waggle it.
Well, okay, you don't have to show your wang off, but you have to do it in a pair of, like, you know, LMFAO Speedos.
Get the cheetah print on.
I have a pair of those downstairs. It may have been a sale on LMFAO branded clothing.
Sure.
Our local shopping centre. And it may have gone a bit mad.
As if you don't have loads of that already.
A redeem shuffle.
It's just for Liam's side job.
Shuffling master.
Yeah. I was going to say male stripper.
It's like the same thing, really.
I think Liam's wallowing in shame right now.
That's fine, he's used to it.
Are you kidding? Liam has no shame. Do you, Liam?
So, video games.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I think we finished news.
Yeah, we're done with the news, right? There's other things. Releases, they're things. We could talk about releases. Not a lot's been released this week.
No, not at all, really.
There's one amazing thing that came out this week.
Which one?
Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm. I'll come back to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to theater. We'll get to stupid word.
Theater
later.
Rhythm. It's the word theater and rhythm put together.
There's no E.
It's
looks like theatrhythm.
It's theater rhythm.
It looks like theatrical. It's
theater rhythm.
It sounds like a heart theater condition when I say it like that.
Yes.
Final Fantasy heart condition.
Final Fantasy 7, what?
It really
Spelunky's
hasn't been...
come out on the Xbox Live Arcade. That's supposed to be really good.
What game?
Spelunky. It's about spelunking.
Don't say.
I'm not actually completely sure what spelunking is.
It's going through tunnels. Well,
So basically doing what the, what was it, the...
It's... I'm going deeper and ground.
Yeah, it's...
Mm. I know what you mean.
It's like basically rock climbing
going
down.
Going into caves, yeah. Getting your arms stuck, and no, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's cave exploring.
Like deep... Yeah. Pits that you know. Those deep pits you don't fall in.
Yeah.
Go into those.
I'm just looking at some of the release date, some of the releases from this week. And they just seem a bit, you know, really nah. tiny. Like, on the Wii, Rhythm Heaven Fever. Whatever
out.
That means.
Oh.
Release date, 6th of July, apparently. It's coming out on the 6th.
Europe.
July. Yeah, Europe. Shut up.
That's been out since, like, April.
Not here, it hasn't. Shut up. I know. It was anything from like Rhythm Heaven Fever, something called Rugby Challenge, which I assume it involves being some sort of man, and that's weird. Deer Drive, essentially, you shoot deer.
America.
Deer Hunter is quite fun.
Sorry, John, you're breaking up a little bit.
The haunted vagina.
The haunted vagina. Damn it.
I said Deer Hunter can be quite fun, so shooting deer is alright sometimes.
In genre, they just labeled it as other shooters.
The name sounds like you should be running deer down.
I know, Deer Drive. just going...
Was Deer Shooter taken?
Probably. All it is a picture of the cover art, it looks like a picture of a really badly like photoshopped deer's head inside some crosshairs.
So basic hunting game cover.
Yeah, it's like, what?
That's pretty
so,
naff.
Do we have a unanimous agreement? This week's releases are naff.
Yes.
Well, Endless Space came out.
Ooh, Endless Space came out, yes.
Oh, shit. What?
And nothing of value was gained.
And a little MMO called The Secret World came out, too.
Shit, I meant to talk about that.
Wow, oh, nothing of release came out. Okay.
It's a smooth segue.
Right, Liam,
so, Liam, what about this new MMO?
It is an MMORPG where you play with lots of people online. It is called The Secret World.
Do tell us about it.
Tell us, Liam. We're all intrigued.
It actually looks really, really, really cool. I got to play in one of the beta events, and it's pretty much exactly what you'd expect from it. Because it's got this big focus on investigation and things, there's not as much combat, which is great. It's really refreshing. And unfortunately for it, I don't think it's going to last in the current MMO market. I think it'll be free to play before the end of the year.
Oh,
probably. Yeah, but there's a lot of MMOs or MMORPGers have been released lately, haven't they?
Just yeah.
Some swarm of them. Although interestingly, the Secret World Studios CEO apparently stepped down just before the game was released.
Wow.
I'm just trolling for the news as you do.
It's a good MMO. It's fun. If you enjoy MMOs, then I suggest actually buying it and paying for a couple of months. The problem with it is that it's different. You can sit down and, you know, quest for a solid hour and... You can quest for a solid hour and not actually hit much combat. But...
So...
It's radically different.
So what are you doing instead?
Investigating things, going through storyline, discovering...
Investigating in, like, like a L.A. Noir kind of way, or, you know, fetch quests, I mean...
It's not fetch quests, it's a bit more in-depth. It's kind of your standard MMO setup, it's just using it in a different way.
Using an MMO setup in a different way. I didn't think there was a different way to do an MMO.
Yeah, I know the setting of the world looked really interesting. That whole, like, fantasy, sci-fi, horror thing, from every kind of genre.
Yeah, you spend more time discovering all this weird horror, though, and learning more about your faction and things than you do in combat.
Yeah.
I didn't actually get to play any of the dungeons, so I can't say what they're like. It's fun, it's different, and that's why I don't think it's going to last, though. The current market's just... There's a good 20 to 50 million MMO players, and they all tend to mill around different things.
Warcraft.
Yeah. the market's so competitive just because of Warcraft and...
Rift is the other big one?
No, the other big competitor is every single free-to-play MMO ever.
It's true.
It's weird because you look at it and it's like, Warcraft shouldn't survive in this market with so many free-to-play MMOs, but it does.
It's because people, because the only people left on it are addicts.
It's not that they're addicts, it's that they keep going back to it because it offers them everything they want from an MMO now. It didn't set the standard, but it did live up to it, and then it gathered all these people together.
Yeah.
There are people who play MMOs just because it's their second life. The Star Wars Old Republic developers were saying they're considering free-to-play options already just because of the way the market is.
I'm listening.
They have, yeah, they have a couple million players, but that's not enough. With mm-hmm. them just paying their subscriptions, it may be more profitable for them to go the free-to-play option, cut down on numbers of servers, and then just give players all these options to pay.
Yeah. You normally get a massive influx of players when you go free-to-play anyway.
Yeah, it's great advertising as well.
I will definitely play if it's free-to-play, because I'm poor, therefore I have no choice.
I play it now, but it's Warcraft, so I just can't be bothered. It's Warcraft with lightsabers.
Warcraft with lightsabers. You can't go wrong with that. Well, you
yeah,
can.
You can. It's the same thing, and I'm already paid up with the Warcraft account.
Like, the only MMO I played for more like them, like I think the first couple of months was that the pirate themed one, Pirates of the Burning Sea.
I remember that. Yeah,
I quite liked the combat in it, but as soon as you hit, like, ended up in the end game, it was just you had to roll with like a group of at least six other people, or you just get raped every time.
That's no good.
No. But there was I quite liked how there was a real focus on maneuvering as opposed to just abilities, though they did come into play a lot as well.
That's kind of why I'm looking forward to the Elder Scrolls MMO.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about the combat in it at E3, and they were telling us that it's not going to be your standard here is an action bar, select your actions thing. The combat's going to be a little bit more like Skyrim. Hmm. Sneak attacks and things, you'll actually be attacking. Yeah.
Imagine that, just sitting on, just like climbing to the top of a tree, sitting there, going into like some sort of stealth mode, just some lowly noob walking down the path going, I'm going to do my first quest, stabbing throat. Bleeding in a small puddle on the floor.
You've evidently never ganked a starting town.
I still.
Running a PvP guild.
Yeah.
Back in tier 8.
This is going to be anything like Skyrim, though. I wonder how many players we're going to be seeing just glitching all over the place.
Yeah. Walking around, you see a giant twat someone in the face, see their body fly up in the air. It's like, oh, I'm flying. Yeah. It's like,
I'm looking forward to the Elder Scrolls MMO anyway.
It should be actually not bad. I can see it going well.
Yeah, Secret World.
Yes.
General MMO talk.
Yeah.
It's not been a good week for games. We're sorry if you've missed.
Next week's, I think, is a little bit better.
Yes.
Did anyone get the new episode of the Walking Dead game?
No, because I haven't played the first episode, nor finished the first season of the TV series, nor read past the first comic book.
God damn.
Good start.
I finished up that chapter last night, and it's all right. It's still the same kind of it's very, very heavy on the story. Which I quite like, and there's definitely like a lot of depth for the characters, where while the decisions you make don't seem to be making like massive game defining moments, it changes your relationship with the characters, it seems, sort of, which I kind of like what they're doing. But I had loads of glitch problems again, like every single cutscene just like lagged along, and like the audio would skip out at certain times, and it just seems weird that they took like an extra, I think an extra month making it, and they delayed it quite a lot. And there was still just, it was all the same problems as before, which did detract from it a bit.
So with that, shall we move into what we've been playing?
Yeah.
Why not?
America.
America.
You've been playing with America. Okay.
I always play with America.
So John, do you want to start us off? I want to hear more about the Walking Dead game. I've not actually heard a lot about either episode yet.
Well, it's built as like...
Isn't it very quick time heavy?
Yeah. Well, there's a few of those, which there was one in this latest one, which is quite weird, but... Yeah, they're a bit. They're very basic in terms of you just like if you're playing on the PC, you're just mashing the Q key, and then at a specific time you hit the E key. But They have they're slightly better in certain instances. Like at a couple times, at different points, you have to crawl away. You've fallen over, which is one thing people are complaining about. Is that the protagonist does seem to fall over a lot.
Sorry, that was me dropping my phone.
But in those, you tend to like your mouse is like waving all over the place as he's trying to like stay conscious, I think. And then you have to click at certain points to like kick him in the head and stuff, which works fine. Apart from the fact that the hit detection box, I guess, is really small. I don't know how it plays out on a console, but with the mouse, it's actually I died like 3 or 4 times in a row on this very short quick time bit just because I wasn't sure where I was supposed to be able to click. But it's the story and everything is pretty cool. You get to see some of the characters that show up in the comics because that's the universe it's running with. You kind of just get a nod from them more than massive story elements. But yeah, I'm liking it so far. But I don't know how much of an audience I'll end up getting by towards the end of the episodes, because it doesn't really fit the traditional adventure bill with all like a point and click style game. You haven't got loads of items to combine or anything. And in fact, most of the time you can't use any items apart from where they're supposed to be used. So it's a bit sort of going through an interactive movie to some extent.
Yeah.
But it's something new, I guess, and I quite like. I'm enjoying it, even with the problems. So
yeah, I remember seeing a video of the first episode a while back. And one thing I thought was pretty cool with it is where it gave you a certain like a short amount of time to make some decisions.
Yeah, well, yeah. On most conversation options, you get like I don't know, like between like 2 and 4 different options you can pick from, and they do tend to be quite varied and have some that like seem to change a bit based on some of the things you've said before. But yeah, you also have the option of saying nothing in a lot of instances, which is kind of cool. Yeah, and with the time limit, sometimes you know if you are indecisive, then you end up just sort of mumbling something as opposed to giving a concrete answer, and that has its own impact.
That's quite cool.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's give that game a look.
If my geek levels ever move out of 2002, I will have to pick it up.
Well, they're just like, do your geek levels just constantly say 10 years behind? So come 2013, you'll go to...
He is playing a GameCube right now.
Yeah, I did realise the other day that basically the only modern geek shit in my life is my computer. So I'm only just getting around to watching Farscape.
Really?
I've still got Babylon 5, Battlestar Galactica, new episodes of Star Trek, all sorts to catch up on.
You have watched Doctor Who, right?
I'm British, of course I've watched Doctor Who.
Okay.
About to say.
That's like, even I've watched that.
Oh, everyone in America's seen Doctor Who now.
Yeah, it's a real thing over there.
Yes, it appears to be quite famous. Anyway, back to games. Ethan, you play. What have you?
I've been playing my fucking hosting duties. Don't make me come over there and kick your ass.
You won't do it.
I was talking to Fritch, not you.
I know, I said you won't do it, though.
He's in Long Eaton. It's 1 in the morning. How am I going to get there?
You're the Higgs. You can get there however you want.
I am the Higgs of this podcast.
Anyway, I've been playing a bit of Pokemon Conquest. Getting close to the end of the campaign.
You look okay,
you guys
bastard.
Don't get there for like 3 weeks, don't you?
Three weeks?
We do not get to.
Man, how are you guys living without
that? We're doing fine.
Pokemon Conquest, it's like a... Essentially, it feels like a Pokemon 4X game with like 3 X's.
And the like you got the X's is missing.
You're honestly like saying it's Pokemon XXX.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Oh god, I've just got this really great idea for a movie.
We mentioned Pokemon XXX and you get a good idea for a movie. It's probably already been done.
Right, basically, we get XXX2 and replace the main character with a giant fat Pikachu, and we put it on YouTube. This is going to work.
Oh dear. Okay, yes, anyway, carry on, Ethan.
But yeah, I thought it was just going to be like a whole Final Fantasy Tactics with Pokemon. I wasn't expecting to having to manage my own kingdoms, keep my trainers set at various points. It was blew my mind at first. So cool. I can't imagine not having this game for another 3 weeks.
Damn you.
I can.
Also, just recently I got Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm, which just came out yesterday.
Final Fantasy Heart Condition.
Yeah, Theater Rhythm. Yeah. And I've been waiting so long for a good rhythm game to come out on the 3DS. And within
I'm going
to
cut that out so it just says I've been waiting so long for a good rhythm.
You would. But yeah, so God damn, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, and now we're getting two in 1 week. The Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm, which is pretty much Guitar Hero meets Elite Beat Agents meets Final Fantasy soundtrack. Because it has the whole, all the RPG elements of Final Fantasy game mixed with a soundtrack from all of the 13 main games. And each of the main games has a field song, a battle song, and an event song, which features like one of the cutscenes. And on the field song, you have to, as you play the song, you move through the field. The higher you keep your chain, the faster your character runs, so he gets to the end, meets the character of that game, and gets a treasure chest. In the battle song, you keep up your chain to fight through monsters, eventually reaching the boss of that game. And the Ved song just looks really cool because it's main cutscene of whatever game you're playing on.
It sounds alright. I'm kind of bored of rhythm games.
It sounds like some sort of ghetto dance off. I don't know what. I just got it's images of, like, you know, just a squad of people walking up to a monster. Then I will defeat you through the medium of interpretive dance.
So Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Yes.
Oh, Star Wars Connect.
Yeah.
In Star Wars: The Old Republic, before patch 1.1, or was it because of patch 1.1? If you're in an instance and you walked up to a boss and commit, I can talk. Committed, it's not committed. If you typed in slash dance or whatever the dance command is in Star Wars, the boss couldn't hit you.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it was like, groovy, baby. Oh god, what do I do? Said the Rancor.
It's a good impression.
But yeah, if you love rhythm games as much as I do, if you've played at least 4 of the Final Fantasy games, I'd say, then definitely pick this up. If you're a Final Fantasy novice, you won't understand what the hell's going on in this game. And also, next week, I'm pretty pumped for Rhythm Thief.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, it's Professor Layton plus Elite Beat Agents.
It featured smooth jazz, I instantly
yes.
approve.
I just played the demo of it, actually. It came on the eShop. It's so good. Just by the demo. It comes out the 10th.
It sounds like, as you're saying, that you have an accident in your trousers.
I did.
Well, we've got good. Been searching for a good rhythm, can't find my train, and it's so good. I'm making porn.
Oh my word.
To the edit mobile. Anyway, French, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing?
Besides not Pokemon Conquest.
Suck my left testicle.
Also going in the porn.
I can see what this episode
triple
is going
to be. XP grind.
I can see what this episode is going to be called now. XP grind episode 4. The one with the porn.
The one with Fritch's left testicle.
Yeah, sure. Anyway. Yes, I just before we started recording this, I was going through Bastion. Even more. Yay!
Yay, Bastion.
Yay! Did I talk about Bastion the last time I was on this podcast?
We didn't talk about it a lot.
Well, we weren't in the last podcast, remember?
Well, due to unforeseen circumstances, we weren't.
Yeah, Liam.
It wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. We've been over this.
To the point.
You are right. You were committed to episode 0. Shut up.
Right. Anyway, Bastion. Yes, it's a lovely RPG in which you walk around and somehow platforms appear beneath your feet. Due to big catastrophe, and I really quite like the game. I ain't got far into it because apparently it's fairly linear until the very end, where it splits off into two endings.
Yes, and it doesn't exactly split off either.
It doesn't exactly split off that much.
It doesn't split off at all. Literally, a box comes up and gives you a choice.
Oh, so you could save it just before the end and then just go, right, I'm going to do this one, and then do this one. Or no, you can't save it, can you? It's an auto-save. So as soon as you pick one, you have to go through the game again. That's boring. But still, yes, I've been playing that as well as... actually, no, I'm not going to be playing anything else apart from Star Trek Online. I'm not going to bore anyone with that again. I finally hit level 50, and that's as far as I can go, which is quite depressing. But but apparently, while I wasn't... in, my brother sort of got hold of my computer, and because when he goes onto his account, it logs into my Steam, which is really quite annoying, and I need to change that. And he played a little bit of Amnesia.
How'd that go?
He It was late at night. It was late at night, apparently.
Oh God.
And I didn't get back in the house till sort of one in the morning, and I came back to find my brother, who had obviously just played it and obviously got so shit scared by it. His eyes were wide with terror, and he said he had played it for half an hour, and his eyes were just like, you know, wider than anything I'd ever seen. He was just like, I'm never playing that game again. Not
was he like dark. Cuddled in a corner, in fetal position?
He might as well have been. I'm pretty sure, because unfortunately due to the size of my room, I have to share my room with him, which is really bloody annoying. And I could have sworn he had nightmares. I just heard him talking in the night. He's going, no, go away.
Yeah, I
almost played that game the other day.
You almost played it?
Yeah, I almost played, but then I ran out of time. Now I'm starting to not. Now I'm going to install it.
It's annoying, because I quite like it. I think it's really well done, but I can't handle the adrenaline from it.
Are you
fucking scared?
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it.
How can this one game be so scary? I can't fathom how scary.
Play Penumbra. It's the game that preceded Amnesia.
All right.
That was pretty fucking scary.
On the bright side, didn't Ian like prove that playing those games can kill you? Or say talk about a study or saying something?
What? Amnesia kills you.
Like some kind of chemical that he's talking
your
about.
Your body releases a chemical when you get scared that can break down your bones and things. However, adrenaline cures it instantly.
So,
horror games are bad. Don't play them.
Yeah, but yes, sure. I do plan to play Amnesia myself in the near future.
And we'll have it live streaming here on the podcast.
Yes, we will. Christ,
that could be quite fun.
Yes, we're good.
I've been asked to do a playthrough of it with recorded reactions myself.
What we should do, we should have everybody here playing it on the like recording.
That'd be interesting. I was thinking of doing a different setup, just you know, three of us.
Yeah, like have a race or something.
I can imagine that, just like it's like we're going through, we've got you on loudspeaker in the corner playing at the same time. It's like I think Ethan's slightly ahead of us. I'm not quite sure. They would just hear a scream out the corner. Fucking hell, Ethan found something. We're all going to die.
I found with it is the stuff you don't see. Like you, because it's got so many like little creaks and footstep noises just in the castle itself. You can just be wandering around where you know there's nothing there, and just the extra like noises will set you off.
Yeah, just like a cat meowing outside is going to kill you. Wow.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, what the fuck is that?
Just imagine how worse Amnesia will be with four other people screaming in your ear.
So, yes, listeners, I'm going to break the fourth wall again. I'm going to commit sin.
Fourth wall, we're recording this for that.
Listening to us?
I know. Wow, it's amazing. But, yes, we're going to be doing a... Is it going to be a live stream, or are we just going to, like, just essentially play it, record it, edit it, etc.?
That's a good question. I think that will be something for me to decide and tell us later.
Yeah, yes, we're waiting for the Führer to decide.
Don't worry, apparently I'm recording videos for YouTube on Monday.
Nice.
Apparently. Busy. You should probably get the software for that.
Yeah.
Hey, now you're in, like, the year 2005.
Holy shit, what's this? YouTube?
Well, yes, I haven't been playing much of it. I'll endeavour to complete Bastion at some point.
Get past the tutorial.
Nice. Yes, I will endeavour to complete Bastion, and then... Since we're going to do the Amnesia thing on the live stream, I'll leave that and I'll probably just move on to, I don't know, I might move on to Realm of the Mad God, because I've got quite a few friends who are playing that on Steam, and I'll see if I'll play it with those. So yeah, it should be fun.
Then you should play Pokemon Conquest.
Yes, Ethan. In 3 fucking weeks. You bastard. Anyway, yes, who's next? Liam.
What are you playing,
sir? What have you been playing, Liam?
I wasn't drinking Pepsi.
You're so American.
You don't drink Pepsi. You drink tea, man. Tea!
No, the Pepsi is definitely Pepsi.
You sure?
100%. Anyway, ooh, what have I been playing?
Yes.
I've been playing games.
Have you?
Yeah. They were video games, that.
Shit.
What? Video games?
And one of them wasn't. One of them was a tabletop game.
I'm suddenly interested.
It was Warhammer. I was testing out the new rules for Sick Lad.
We should talk about that, but I don't think we can talk about it here.
No, this is for video games and video games only.
Yes.
So, as Ethan said, I've been playing on my GameCube again this week, carrying on with my Super Mario Sunshine playthrough from last week. I put the game in and then went, no, bored now, and went off and played Super Smash Bros. Melee instead.
Yeah.
Somebody really needs to get you a copy of Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
No.
I've got a copy of Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I don't like it.
You really need to put it in your Wii and play it some more.
No.
Going in the board. Anyway, there's a Mario Kart Double Dash tournament.
Yeah, unfortunately I couldn't be a part of that to kick your ass. Sorry.
First place.
Once again, Liam, you're lucky I'm here in America.
You'll come over to England one day and I will kick your ass.
Challenge accepted.
Open challenge to beat me on Mario Kart Double Dash.
Right, motherfucker. What happened when
you... understand that I don't lose at Mario Kart, Liam.
Neither do I.
Neither do I. And actually, Liam, you do lose. You lost 3 times in a row to me.
I lose a lot at Mario Kart.
I still hold true to the argument that when me and Fritch played our games, my controller was gimped.
Yes, and to prove
I'm it... I'm a controller.
And to prove that it wasn't that, we swapped over. Yes, the controller was slightly gimped, but I'm sorry, the result was me winning.
So I feel slightly like the true gimped. Battle here is between me and Fritch.
No, I'm going to kick both your asses. I'm going to prove how much better I am.
Yes, you will be destroyed.
Wait till September.
As soon as I come back to uni, I'll move back in my house and set everything up. And I'll come over and wipe the floor with your face.
You heard it here first, folks. Me and Fritch, Mario Kart Double Dash Tournament to the death.
And if Ethan could somehow get his time off work...
And a plane ticket to
and
Europe.
And a plane to England, not Europe. We are not going same down plane with the rest of them.
Cornelius. We happen to be near Europe, but we don't like associating with them that much.
So we're part of the
aren't
EU,
you guys on the same continent?
Yes, we're on the same.
You're on the same continent as Canada. Does that make you Canadian?
No, it makes us North American. So technically, yeah, everybody here is American, like it should be.
No,
America.
So the entire of North America is descended from yours truly, not my sperm in particular, but
going to sperm in porn.
He's gonna have this like major edit at the end of this, which is like,
yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. There's just gonna be porn at the end.
Stay tuned for the sweet surprise at the end, folks.
Oh, the salty one. Ha ha. No, wait.
If there's nothing at the end of this, Liam, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Don't worry, there will be. That's something I've been playing this week. I completely forgot about that.
Warren?
I've been playing Overlord 2.
Yes, I've noticed that popping up on my Steam every now and again. No idea. I can't remember what Overlord 2 is.
It's a very fun game. The writing's by Terry Pratchett's daughter, which is kind of what, you know, interested me in Overlord and Overlord 2 in the first place, because I'm a big Terry Pratchett fan.
I played the first Overlord. I didn't get... I think I got, like, 2/3 of the way through it, and I didn't quite like how... I was kind of expecting lots of different creatures, as opposed to kind of just different coloured imp.
Oh, I think I saw...
Did they do a,
sorry.
I was going to say, did they do a similar thing with the second game, or...?
Yeah, there's just 4 different kinds of minions, each with their own special thing. Except 3 of them have mounts.
Okay.
The second one. So the reds have little salamanders, greens have spiders, and browns have wolves. And the blues get nothing.
Poor blues.
Poor snake.
Yeah. That's what they get for having really annoying sound effects in Overlord 2. So I'm at the end of Overlord 2 at the moment. I've played it through before, and I decided to try and play through Overlord, but... For some reason, the Steam controls on PC are really, really, really bad, and I can't find a fix for it. Overlord 2 has the same problem, it's just not as bad. Yeah, I'm at the end of it, and it's at the point now where the minion control requires a bit more finesse. And because the control issue is that, for some reason, the buttons will just keep sticking. So I'll try and send, like, 5 minions forward to go and attack a guard, and then sweep the rest around to attack the tent spawning the guards. What'll happen is all 35 will go forward and then I can't call them back because the button's stuck on go forward.
Ah.
I could just about manage through the rest of the game, but at this point where the enemies are harder and I need to be focusing on multiple things at once, it's making it unplayable.
Oh dear.
That stinks.
I might have another crack at it tomorrow. I'm literally in the Imperial City salting my way through the gates. I'm at the second catapulting area, I think that's it. before you actually get to the boss? Can't remember now. Yeah, hopefully I'll have finished it before the end of the week.
And then you have something new to talk about.
Yeah, Overlord 2, again.
But completed, for the point.
Completed it before.
Yeah. Right, anyone else been playing anything else?
I was going to say, I played a bit of the Magic the Gathering, Jewels of the Planeswalkers, the new one.
Is that any good? Is it any good? I've been thinking about getting it.
It's cool. I mean, I haven't played Magic, the actual card game, in a long time. Liam, do you still play that?
I technically play it. I have not played a game in a long time, but I technically play it.
How do you technically play it?
Because I look to my shelves of nerddom, and I have 20 deck boxes there. 8 of those are Magic decks.
Hmm.
Have you?
Fully assembled, I just don't play.
No, it's really cool about the 2013 version of Duels of the Planeswalkers. It has an iPad app for it.
Oh, that's cool. That seems like a good
time.
Like a good kind of game for touch.
And recent board game companies have shown, like Days of Wonder with Ticket to Ride and various other things, that their sales actually boosted incredibly when they made an iPhone or iPad version of their game in the App Store.
Yeah, well, card games should work pretty perfectly with that. There's a lot of games that won't port that well, but that should nicely.
Yeah. And if you listeners can't tell, I'm a huge tabletop gaming nerd.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like it. It seems to have like the same kind of bugs that the last year's version had, where just there'll be chat problems or there's like weird connectivity issues and stuff. But it's pretty cool. Though I did wonder, I don't know the card game that well, but
yeah,
I'm kind of surprised that they bothered trying to put any sort of story into it. I mean, they sort of did with last year's one, but this one they have like character bios and stuff. I just don't care.
Well, the Planeswalkers do have a little bit of a story behind them, like in the actual story. In the story behind the
amounts.
Let's be honest, do the people playing the actual card game really care too much about the story behind it?
You'd be surprised how many of them do. The fat packs used to contain books.
Yeah, they still do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They still write the books, but they're not in the fat packs anymore.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure they are.
100%.
Oh, shit.
Nerd fight.
Get down.
Well, they have like this weird thing where, as you're going through the campaign, you come across like each of the planeswalkers that you've got to defeat to move on, and they give you like a little rundown, and then and they give you like their height and age and weight and stuff, and then on like the second page they give you like a list of friends and enemies, and it's literally just a list of names. You have no context for who these people are if you don't know the characters. Yeah. I don't get who's gonna look at that and go like, oh shit. Doesn't like Chandra.
Magic the Gathering.
Whoa.
Chandra? She's the Red Planeswalker.
Yeah.
She's one of the Red Planeswalkers.
Chandra. She's the one that comes in the base set. Chandra Blaze.
I'd just be surprised if someone read that and they're like, oh, whoa, I didn't know that bit. That changes this whole game around for me.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly impact the card game, but
no.
There are a lot of people who do enjoy the story behind it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Question, how is the plane chase mode? Did you play any of that?
Plane Chase in Magic 2013.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of interested.
I've had a couple of games of that. It seems pretty cool. I was surprised. What's the one that they had in last year's mode that was like a special game mode where it was like 3v1?
Oh,
that's not Commander. It's Arch Enemy.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that they removed that from this.
Arch Enemy wasn't that popular.
No,
like as an actual game format.
Oh,
but Plane Chase and Commander, they're kind of booming right now in the actual like tournaments and stuff. You're walking around a con.
Plane Chase decks, and they're really fun.
Yeah, because when you're walking around a convention, you'll see people playing them on the side.
Okay. Yeah, it seems pretty cool. I've only had like 2 or 3 of the games so far, so I can't give a great opinion on it yet, but it seems all right.
Yeah, because what's cool about the Plane Chase is that the land card, the planar cards, are stuff from various sets throughout all of Magic.
Okay.
I'm really confused.
This is where tabletop games and PC games cross over for it. You can go quiet for a bit.
Okay. Actually, no, wait. I did play. I played a few rounds of Magic with my mate. He taught me how to play it. So I do know how to play it. I just don't know any of the backstory behind it.
Neither do I.
You're not missing much.
Mm-hmm. I know
chunks of.
To what?
I know chunks of it.
I basically know what the flavor text on the cards. That's why I know from.
No, I think it was a red green deck or something like that.
Aggro burn.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought, how do I do this? Oh right. Yeah.
So here we have a few questions, Liam.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Questions. I'm going to move over to the question thing.
Do it. Do it now.
We don't have any questions. We don't have any answers from the audience this week.
Oops.
Lazy audience? Or is it just kind Liam being fault. Lazy? Oh, it's Liam
being lazy. Yeah.
I've not been lazy. I've been busy.
No excuses.
You're barely an excuse.
Sick burn.
Brush that guy to the burn ward.
Better pack a burn. Wow.
Go outside and eat a firework.
What? Are you going to try to catch a firework?
Questions, right. Questions.
He tried to set one off, but it failed. And it blew up in his hand.
How drunk was he?
Tried to set it off?
Yeah, how drunk?
Yeah. How drunk?
Yes.
Very, I'm going
to
say.
Drunk enough that I remember drinking lager to sober up.
Wow.
Makes total sense.
Of course, lager's water.
Yeah, when you're into your second bottle of whiskey and third bottle of vodka.
Good lord.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Questions.
The story of how Liam's hand got brutally mutilated will be saved for another day.
Yeah, questions.
It'll be the day we mutilate it again.
His other hand.
Anyway, first question from Sam Copeland, known as Trahiga on Twitter.
Ooh.
Thoughts on day one DLC? Concise and to the point.
I usually just ignore it. Unless it's a feature that should be in the game, then there's really... That's really... Like Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City, there were other multiplayer modes that they released on day one that felt like they should have been in the game.
I think most of the time that's going to be the case, and that tends to be quite annoying when they do that. You feel like, yeah, this show I'm paying the full price already.
Yeah.
Unless it was like giving, I don't know, people a chance to maybe buy like something that people got free when they pre-ordered, maybe.
Because right now, the people who buy games on day one are getting literally royally screwed over, because Spec Ops: The Line came out 5 days ago, and already on Amazon for their summer sale, it's 50% off.
Fucking hell!
Ouch!
That looks like it's a bad game.
But still. There were people who bought that on day one for the full, like, $60 price tag. So,
yeah.
I could see if you bought it on day one, and you for the day one price is $60, and then you got all the DLC with that for when they released the day one DLC. And then when the price drops, they start charging for that DLC. That seems like a better way to handle that, rather than screwing over your customers, like, pinching them for money.
Yeah, it seems money-grabbing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. We're seeing it from the consumer's point of view. If you take it from the publisher's point of view, they've got to finance the game, unless there's investors involved. And then they have to secure the shipping, publishing rights, and then the retail. So the actual developer only gets a fraction of what we're paying for the game itself. Whereas the publisher's trying to get as much money back from their investment as they possibly can. So we see a lot of companies like Ubisoft and Activision pushing for extra DLC to be made up quickly, to be published on day one, so they can get that. It does seem like money grabbing, but when you think about the extra routes they have to go down, they need to be making the extra money from where they can. And especially since a lot of DLC is download only, they don't have to secure a retail thing. It's a lot more profit.
Yeah, but when they charge for $60 on the first day, then literally like a month or two later, it's already been reduced by 20. Like 90% of the time.
Video games depreciate in value at roughly the same rate as bananas. Nobody cares after the first week.
Yeah.
They gotta look at it at the point of, do they really want to keep screwing over the people that are paying these prices?
They're paying them, that's the thing though.
But as we've seen with Mass Effect 3, they're gradually starting to stop. The more and more they get pissed off.
Was anywhere near as well as they expected.
Like, oh, I can't remember what website did that. Like, one website actually offered a full refund because of the F-on, the ending words.
Really? What?
Yeah. it was Amazon or something. They offered a full refund because people were mad about the ending.
Wow. Very cool. Right, do we have any more questions? Because, yeah. questions?
I think we've barely answered the first question.
I don't even remember what the first question was.
Thoughts on day one DLC.
I think we've been talking about.
Mine glazed over. It's 10 to 2 in the morning.
It's only 9 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'd be less as long as it seems like they're adding something to the game as opposed to having taken something and then like out of it that they initially intended to be in it and then saved that so they could resell it as DLC, then I'm kind of okay with it. But when they did with Assassin's Creed 2, where they pulled out those two levels quite shortly before the launch of the game and then made them DLC, I didn't miss them in the end, I guess, because I never played them, but it seems a shame when they do that.
It was just side questing stuff anyway, nothing important.
Yeah, there's a difference between adding on to the game and taking away features from the game and selling them back to you.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm completely fine if it's a pre-order bonus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if the DLC was created as an incentive to give them your money before it's finished, and then charging people for that privilege after it's come out, so they can have that extra content. Yeah. That's fine.
I actually almost prefer that than if they just give away the pre-order stuff later, because then it like loses all value, after a fact anyway.
Well, this is kind of why hats on TF2 work so well. Everyone likes to call Team Fortress. Yeah, everyone likes to call Team Fortress the world's best hat simulator.
Because it is.
It's because the hats are frequently given away as promotions. People can get these things through different means, and then once the promotion's gone, it's available there for cash.
Yeah.
They can still get them. So no one can complain that someone's getting content and someone else isn't, because the content is always available, but it's the people who've decided to invest their money in particular areas who've got it.
Yeah, and that's why Gabe Newell has his whole swimming pool filled with Scrooge McDuck gold coins.
Yeah, he can't afford real money, he has fake money.
No, it's like the Scrooge McDuck. He swims it through the gold coins.
Anyway.
Everyone's just now really.
You guys have
confusing.
Not watched Disney cartoons.
No.
I've seen.
Most addictive theme tune ever.
Wasn't DuckTales, was it?
DuckTales.
Yeah, it was. I'm thinking of that other one.
Darkwing Duck.
Spin.
Tailspin?
No, not Darkwing Duck. Tailspin, that was great.
You see, I'm a man, and I don't watch Disney films or anything Disney at all.
What? I watched Five Will Goes West 3 days ago.
I watched My Little Pony
Mulan
the other day.
Actually today.
Yeah, I can't stand Disney. I just can't.
You have a Tumblr account. How can you not like Disney? Tumblr is like 60% people reblogging and reposting Disney things, and 40% reblog this if.
Hang on, there's only a small handful of Disney-esque films I can stand, not including Pirates of the Caribbean, because you can't really call that a Disney film. That was actually a film.
What was the other?
Probably the only Disney film I actually ever could bear to watch, but only because it was funny, was Hercules.
You had to watch Hercules. One of the greatest Disney films ever.
Mm. Mostly because the goat was hilarious.
Going in the porn.
The goat was hilarious. What?
It's going to be one fucked up porn.
No, it's going to be pretty average for the internet.
Yes, it's like, I've been shown some of that tentacle porn before. Good God, my mind was broken. How do people
You just need to make sure you end the porn clip with, ooh, what a lovely tea party.
Oh, yes, quite.
Oh, this is going to work so hard.
Going in the porn?
Did we actually answer that question in some way?
Yeah, I think we did.
Before we devolved into vulgar things.
That's what this podcast is about. That's why we're called Triple XP Grind.
That's right.
Triple X penis grind.
Right, yeah. Do you have any more questions, or was that it this week?
I have a question.
You have a question. God. Oh, shit. E? It's a hell of a drug. Don't start.
I said me.
Oh, this is E.
Fucking forensic scientist.
Hey, how's it going?
What is your question, sir?
This is for you three. What are your favourite genres of game, and why?
Interesting.
It's a hard one.
No, it's easy for me. Far too easy. It has to be RTS. I love them I love them so much.
Does Pokemon count as a genre?
It might as well. I just really love RTS games because it's just, you know, the ability to command armies and destroy things is much more fun. I don't know why. It gets my brain working, I think. It makes me feel smart.
For me, I'd have to say, it's a little hard for me because I usually look for anything that's extremely unique and add something to original to a game. That's why I love the DS so much, because so many of those games were just new ideas. Like, we had a game about cooking that was a bestseller on the DS.
What was that? It was called
Cooking Mama.
Oh yeah, it was Cooking Mama. What was it?
Yeah, it was amazing. But if I had to say, I'd love games that are rhythm based, like not just like tapping and stuff, but actually incorporate like rhythm and combat and stuff like that, because I've been a musician for 8 years, drummer specifically, so I kind of like being able to use those skills.
Yeah, that's probably like the best instrument to play in terms of rhythm games.
I'm the same, I'm a drummer as well. It's like every time people play Guitar Hero, it's like, yeah, I'll go on drums.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can do.
Whenever we play Guitar Hero, I always go guitar expert and I'm missing a finger.
Which one is it again?
Index finger on my left hand.
Yeah, you'd think that would be a problem.
Not when you're as good as me.
Oh, shit.
Have you put in an application to get a robotic replacement yet?
Yes, I should.
I really, really want a USB prosthetic fingertip.
That'd be cool.
So cool.
You could go old-fashioned, like, duct tape a thumb drive to it.
No, you have to incorporate into the end of his finger so it actually, like, you know, sticks on there like a little suction pad. Because that's going to get the porn, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just imagine like walking up. It's like I don't have anything to save it to. It's like oh really? Just presses a little button on his finger. Beep. Little USB pops out. Dunk. Saving. With a chip in his fingernail or something like that.
John, favorite genre of game?
I mean, I was gonna say RTS like Fritch, but I think ultimately I'm gonna have to go with like adventure games, something that's like really story driven, maybe probably point and click elements. Yeah, I really like good dialogue in games. Like when I was playing Mass Effect 2, I know that's a bit of a crossover, but I enjoyed like just talking with all the other characters far more than the actual like half the combat. And so yeah, I reckon adventure games with a nice narrative. That's for me.
I hate the combat in Mass Effect. Can't stand it.
It was very stops. I mean, I don't know what it's like within like the new voice commands, but yeah, it was very like you get into fight, pause.
Cool, they're shooting.
Yeah, just pause. Tell everyone what to do. Unpause. Wait a few seconds. Pause. Give them new commands.
So you know, like a game of mobile
duck and cover shooters in general.
Yeah.
Pause. Tell everyone what to do. Go. So a game of American football.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
At least we're not running around in a circle for 40 minutes.
What game are you thinking of?
Soccer.
45 minutes, dumbass.
Five more minutes. Oh, excuse me.
Rugby, that's 40 minutes. Sorry, to the point.
Does the person who asked the question have an answer for it as well?
I just like games.
Specifically ones that have 4Xs?
I like 4X. I like RTS. I like RPGs. I like action. I like open world. I like games.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man has no life.
He likes to have fun.
Clearly.
I like fighting games, I like racing games, I like simulation games. I like simulation games.
Really?
Isn't every game a simulation game in some sense?
I've been playing SimCity Social all week.
Oh.
Oh, why?
I need more SimCity in my life. I can't wait for the next one any longer.
I thought there was going to be a next one. That's what happened.
So if we start getting like Facebook notifications from you wanting us to join your network because of SimCity Social?
I've been really, really... That's been really annoying when it's all like, invite all your friends, and I'm like, no.
No,
I don't have any friends.
I
know three other people on Facebook who are playing it, And those are the people I've specifically been sending requests to, because I know it'll bother them a lot less. And then one of them quit the other day. And, like, deleted the app and everything, so now I've only got two people I can bother.
I happen to have a question.
Go for it.
Go.
So, apparently the president of EA announced the other day that in the near future, he wants the company to go 100% digital. Like, almost eliminating the need for, like, hard copies of games in stores. They're still wanting to have that, but they want pretty much everything to go 100% digital with EA Origins and all that. So, like, do you think this is the right step for games to move? And this, like, full digital, no more disc or anything?
Completely.
No.
I am all for digital distribution.
No.
And how far do you think it'll be till we see that?
About 20 years.
Oh. That's a big time frame.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate. Digital distribution is so much better than people give it credit for. It's like, oh, you need a decent internet connection, and I could just go down to the shop and buy a disc and have no problems or whatever.
Yeah, there
discs
is a
present a limitation.
So popular.
Discs do present a limitation. With digital distribution, developers no longer have to worry about making sure everything's crammed into this certain amount of space. There's so many restrictions that are based on what you can actually put in a game and what needs to be cut to make room for something better. If you went full digital distribution, then the only real limitation is the time frame you have to develop the game in.
Yeah.
But the problem is, we can't go all digital distribution until internet connection is
universal for everyone.
Yeah.
Which is getting hard, because we're kind of reaching that spectrum ceiling with the internet
now that
we have the cell phones and everything.
The second we're at a place where digital distribution becomes viable as the only retail option, then online streaming services like Gaikai, who've been bought, and OnLive suddenly become, you know, really, really viable. Another reason I'm all for digital distribution is the fact that it eliminates retailers out of the publishing cycle. It's like, okay, yeah. There'll be less jobs going around, but it means that the publisher doesn't have to worry about finding a retailer, and they don't have to mark the price up to compensate.
Whether they'll mark it down, though.
It can also create jobs in actually managing those online distributors. Like, more people working on Steam and the Origins, having to customer service and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's like, just look at how popular Steam is, and it's always growing in popularity just because it's cheaper because they can afford to make all these deals every week, because they don't have to go to any retailer and say, if you give us £5,000, we'll give you this many copies of the game to sell at whatever price you want. Instead, they can go, no, we're not going to do that. Let's mark down the game by half price and then put it on sale for everyone.
Yeah. It is pretty much the only way I buy stuff now. Really? I can't really think of the last time I ordered a disc copy or something. And even then, I'm not going. I mean, admittedly, I kind of live in the sticks, but it's been years since I even went into a shop and bought a game.
Yeah, the only games I've bought on disc in the past year have been games for my Xbox.
I would I rent those if there's something I'm going to play on the Xbox or something.
What do you think will happen to things like collector's editions once everything goes to 100, like all digital? Think those will still exist?
I think what they'll do is present different levels of, like, pre-order bonus DLC stuff.
They're kind of doing that with the Endless Space launch. They've got, like, the Admiral Edition and the Supreme Overlord Master Edition or something.
And they've got Emperor Edition.
There you go.
Yeah, I've got the Emperor Edition of that.
Yeah. So that kind of thing, I suppose, would work. But it could somewhat bring to an end the whole adding, like, pewter figures to collector's editions, or, I mean, the loss of box art would be a bit of a shame in some senses, because some of that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Once you eliminate the box, what you can always do is sort out cheaper mailing options, and if people are willing to pay that bit extra, you can send them special prints of the artwork or the figurines.
True.
And it would be slightly cheaper than than mailing all that off with the tin box that's normally standard with a collector's edition.
True.
But I would miss the nostalgia of, like, being able to look at my gaming shelf and just see it keep increasing.
I look at my Steam list for that. It's got my game shelf behind me, and there
are just the screen, though. It's not the
there
same.
There are 7 PC games on it, 4 Xbox games, 4 DS games, and 50 DVDs.
Okay, I've got, like,
and
about
books, books, 40 books, 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 books.
40 Nintendo DS games looking at me right now.
I don't know what to think of this whole everything going digital download. Yes, it's a good idea, but I'd rather have something solid in my hands.
Especially when you pay $60 for it sometimes.
Yeah, it's like I want to be able to hold it and just see it there.
This is all going in
That's
the porn.
That's going in the porn. All of it. I want to see it and hold it in my hands.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I'd miss the smell of a booklet.
Yes. It's like when you open a new game box, you just go, and that's been more than that was going in the porn and all. But
I've been buying up loads of old Mega Drive games, or Genesis to Ethan, games recently, and I can't believe every time I look at the manual, I don't understand who came up with the idea of putting all the language options for like a single paragraph on across the double page. So you get like English is one paragraph, then French, German, and then like through all these other languages. So you have to, just to like read the English edition, you have to flick through like the entire booklet. I have no idea who came up with that idea.
It makes you read more.
So dumb.
What would be cool is that once everything does go digital, there will be someone in the world who is able to make a complete collection of every game that's ever existed.
Just put it on disc.
Fucking hell. Some serious storage space.
I wonder if it'd be a good idea if they give you an option to download it as an ISO, so then you can just like, you know, directly print it to a disc. I'd love to do that. Directly burn it to a disc. You pay for it. It's not piracy.
But even though like a company like EA is doing this right now, I think it would take even like double that length for someone like Nintendo to do it.
Mm.
Just because they're so family oriented, that would be extremely hard to convince. So,
that's another reason I think it takes so long.
Yeah.
You need more than 70% of your consumers to all believe in the same thing to be able to make a complete move to it.
Yeah.
They gotta believe.
Just like Liam has to believe in Battlefront 3.
I thought you were going to start going gospel on us then. I think
we've covered that pretty well.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
I believe not. I don't know. That's all the questions, isn't it? As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Aww.
Once again, we've not had many questions from the audience because they don't love us.
No, please talk to us. We're so lonely.
Especially Fritch.
Yeah,
he talks to Soiree all day.
I know. I look at my soiree of cakes and I weep and I eat them and then I get sad because I realise I've eaten my only friends. yes.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Christ.
Should we do
That's
some sort of like
too.
Dicks, butts, ass, tits, cunts?
Can we say all that on the podcast?
I can say what I want. I am the Higgs boson of this podcast.
I'm the Zeus of this podcast.
I'm the Hulk Hogan of this podcast.
I'll go with Hermes.
Anyway, yeah, shall we like say goodbye and things?
We should.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you've been listening since episode 1, I feel sorry for you.
If you listen to episode 3, we also feel sorry for you and deeply apologize.
If any of you listen to episode 3, oh my god.
What
it was all Liam's fault.
It was all my fault. I'm so, so sorry.
If you see him in the street, you can hit him in the nuts with a bat.
And make sure he hits that darkness note.
Yeah.
Also, the
episode 3 is what happens when you have to upload a podcast within an hour and it takes 30 minutes to upload it.
Isn't the contest still 2 hours on content. For the person who punches Fritch in the face?
Yes, there's still a contest on. If you hit Fritch in the face with anything at all, including your fist, I will buy you every game on Steam.
Every game?
Every game.
How much money
is it? Long eaten.
No, right. No.
What if someone actually does this?
I'll have ended the competition before that.
I'm going to walk in the street and get punched in the face. I'm like, "What, dude, what the fuck?" I was like, now I get free Steam games. Oh, a listener. Hello. Ow, my face.
what if this becomes big? And then somebody hears that. And now everybody's hunting down Fritch.
Oh god! The thing is, I've got a couple of my friends actually listening to this podcast, so I know of two people at least
that will punch you in the face.
That will punch me in the face just for that.
they won't even want the Steam games. They just do it.
We should. I think I say on behalf of us all, goodbye to you all.
Have a wonderful night and a pleasant tomorrow.
Yeah.
America.
Thanks for listening. America, bye, people.